Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们今天要从第13节开始读起。
Today we will start reading with verse 13.
我们读到末了。
To the end of the chapter.
如果你是读英文的,
if you are reading from an English Bible,
你可以跟我们一起读。
You can read it together.
我们同声的来读。
Let's read it together.
为此,
for this reason, we also constantly thank God that when you receive the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of God, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its word,
并且运行在你们信主的人心中。 弟兄们，你们曾效法犹大人中在基督耶稣里的神的各教会，因为他你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。这犹太人杀了主耶稣和先知，又把我们赶出去，他们不得神的喜悦。 且与众人为敌，不许我们传道给外邦人，使外邦人得救。常常充满自己的罪恶，神的愤怒临在他们身上，已经到了极处。弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。 我们极力地想法子，很愿意见你们的面，所以我们有意到你们那里。我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦阻拦了我们。我们的盼望和喜乐，并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？ 岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。请弟兄姐妹，圣经不要合起来。
I ask that brothers and sisters do not close your Bible.
我们低头有一点祷告。Let
us bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们实在是一群有福气的孩子。
Heavenly Father, we are truly a group of blessed children.
我们可以常常来到你的面前享受你的同在。
We can often go before you to enjoy your presence.
我们常常可以在饼杯的里面被你来更新。
We can often be renewed in the Lord's table.
我们更感谢你把你的话留给我们。
We thank you even more for leaving us your words.
让我们在地上的日子,
so that the days we have in this world,
我们不是孤儿,
we are not orphans.
我们有方向,
we have direction.
我们有力量,
we have strength.
我们谢谢你这样子的恩待我们,
we thank you for being so gracious to us.
我们把早上这一点点话语的时间仰望在你的手上。
Lord, we commit into your hand this little bit of time of words this morning.
但愿你的圣灵自己来把你的话向我们解开。
May your Holy Spirit personally come to open these words to us.
好让我们在你话语的光中得以见光。
So that we may see the light in the light of your words.
帮助讲的、翻译的和听的。
Help the one who is speaking, the one who is translating, and all those who are listening.
让我们同在一个灵里面被你建造,
so that we can be edified in the one spirit by you.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
如果弟兄姐妹还记得帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章和第二章说的是什么,
if brothers and sisters still remember what 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and 2 are about,
这两章的圣经, 保罗让我们看见什么叫做一个模范的教会。
These two chapters in the Bible, Paul shows us what is a model church.
保罗也让我们看到什么是一个模范的工人。
And Paul also shows us what is a model worker.
保罗让我们看到说神在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹中间有许许多多的恩典。Paul
showed us that God has given much grace among the brothers and sisters in the Thessalonian church.
但是当我们在读这几章圣经的时候,
But when we read these chapters,
如果你仔细的话,
if you are careful,
你发现保罗在这几章圣经里面很喜欢用一些非常跟苦难相关的字眼。
You will find that Paul very much likes to use some words that are associated with suffering.
他譬如说用大难之中。
He says in great suffering.
他譬如说是用大征战里面。
That in great tribulation.
他用赶出去这样子的字。
He uses word as being chased out.
他用那个杀了这个样子的字。
He used words to the death.
他用了那个苦害这样子的字。
He used words such as persecution.
他用的是为仇为敌这样子的字。
He uses words such as enemies.
他用了阻挡这样子的字。
He uses words like obstruction.
他并且很清楚地说必定要受苦难。
He uses, and then he says that you must suffer. He uses words like much suffering.
换一句话说,你在整个保罗的这几章的圣经里面,你发觉他提到许许多多跟患难有关系的事。
In another word, you will find that in these verses, Paul mentioned many, many things that are associated with suffering.
弟兄姊妹,我不知道你怎么样。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you.
在我的生命里面,
In my life,
如果有一段日子,
if there is a period of time,
有很多很多让我不开心的事,
if there are many, many things that are unpleasant,
苦难,
suffering,
麻烦,
problems,
拦阻,
hindrance,
迫害,
persecution,
缺乏,
lacking,
病痛,
illness,
请问你,
let me ask you,
你猜我在那段日子的心情如何?
How would you guess my feeling? How would you guess my emotions are during this time?
Not very good, huh? 不会太好啊。
Not very good.
你们想在那段日子里面，我会不会用很多喜乐啊？
During this time, do you think I would use words like joy?
盼望啊,
hope,
欢喜啊,
pleasure, joyful,
感谢啊,
thanksgiving,
赞美啊,
praise.
你们觉得我会用那些字吗?
Do you think I would use those words?
会不会?
Would I?
不太会啊。
Not likely.
但是弟兄姊妹,请你回来读帖撒罗尼迦前书的这几章,你有没有发觉在这几章的圣经里面充满着喜乐,充满着赞美,充满了感谢?
Do you find that if you come back to these chapters, these verses in 1 Thessalonians, do you find these verses are filled with joy, with praises, with thanksgiving?
这是很奇怪的事啊。
That is very strange.
因为在我们的生命中,这两样东西不会保,这两种东西没有办法混在一起的。
Because in our lives, these two things do not mix.
我们教会最近有一些弟兄姐妹,
At our church, there are some brothers and sisters.
有的是已经没有工作了。
Some already do not have a job.
有的是虽然有工作,也是准备随时没有工作。
Some still have a job, but are prepared to be laid off at any moment.
但是很稀奇啊,
but amazingly,
有一些弟兄姐妹,
some brothers and sisters,
在这么大的难处里面,
in such great problem,
他们满了喜乐,
they are full of joy,
满了盼望,
full of hope.
那但是有一些弟兄姐妹啊,
but some brothers and sisters,
他还没有什么苦难,
he doesn't have much suffering yet.
你看他那个脸已经是臭得不得了,
but if you look at their face, it is already very long.
而且他那个担忧简直是让你觉得好像这个世界要结束了。
And the worrying that they go through, it makes you feel as if it is the end of the world.
到底是什么东西让神的儿女会有这么大的差别？
So what is it that makes such a difference between children of God?
为什么有一些人是碰到一点点的难处就完了？
Why is it that some people think it's the end when they encounter a little bit of problem?
为什么有的人在极大的苦难里面却有那说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐？
And why is it that for others that in great suffering they have this unspeakable glory of hope?
我想主如果怜悯我们，
If the Lord is merciful to us,
我们应该活在这个地上，
We should live in this world.
是可以经历神的那个奥秘。
We can experience this mystery of God.
好像主那个时候对他的门徒说
As our Lord Jesus said to his disciples,
我将这些事告诉你们是要叫你们在我里面有平安。
I am telling you these things so that you may have peace in me.
你们在世上你们有苦难。
In this world you will have suffering.
但是你们可以放心。
But you can be assured.
我已经胜了这个世界。
I have overcome this world.
如果这样这种生命的盼望
If this type of hope of life
在我们的里面
It is in us
我们应该可以经历到保罗所经历的
Then we can experience what Paul experienced
我们可以经历到帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹所经历
We can experience what brothers and sisters in a Thessalonian church experienced
在我们刚才所读的这段圣经
In the verses that we just read
保罗其实在这里教导我们
Paul is teaching us here
神的儿女们
The children of God.
我们如何在一个百般的试炼中间可以有喜乐？
That how can we have joy in all kinds of trials?
第十三节。
Verse 13.
神的百姓在百般的试炼中有喜乐，是因为有神的话。
The people of God that they are able to have joy in trials, it is because they have the word of God.
十四节到十六节。
Verse 14 through 16.
神的百姓在极大的苦难中还有盼望有喜乐是因为我们有一群同奔天路的同伴
the reason why the children of God can have hope in great suffering it is because we have fellow brothers and sisters who run the heavenly path with us
十七节到末了
from verse 17 till the end of the chapter
神的百姓在苦难中有喜乐
The children of God can have joy in suffering.
是因为我们有荣耀的盼望。
It is because we have a glorious hope.
如果一个人活在地上，
If a person living in this world,
你真的有神的话在你的里面，
If you have the word of God in you,
你真的有神的百姓在你的周围，
And you have people of God around you,
然后你有神的荣耀在你的前面，
And you have the glory of God before you,
你就可以活出来一个奇妙的人生。
Then you can live out an amazing life.
我们一起来学这个功课。
Let us together learn this lesson.
十三节。
Verse 13.
Wait.
For this reason.
这里当然是指的后面就是说，因你们听见我们所传神的道。
What it refers to here, of course, is that you have heard the words that we have preached to you.
为此，我们也不住的感谢神。
For this reason, we also constantly thank God.
这个也这个字。
This word also.
在原文里面。
In the original text.
它是一个比较不容易准确翻译的字。
It is a word that is not that cannot be easily accurately translated.
它可以用来形容那个我们。
It can.Used to describe the word we.
它如果是用来形容我们的话
If it is used to describe the word we.
那么保罗在这里的意思是什么呢
Then what is Paul's meaning here?
他的意思就是帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹他们说我们很感谢神因为你们把神的道传给我们了
It means that the brothers and sisters in the church of Thessalonica is very thankful to God that you have preached the words to us.
保罗跟他的同工就说我们也很感谢神我们可以把神的话传给你们
So Paul is saying that we are also thankful that we can preach the word of God to you
但是这个字在原文里面它也可以用来形容那个感谢
But this word can also be used to describe thanksgiving
它如果是用来形容感谢的话
If it is used to describe the word thanks
那么这个字的翻译就不可以翻作也
So then it cannot be translated as also.
它就必须翻译为非常。
Then it should be translated as very.
翻译为特别。
To be translated as especially.
所以保罗也可以说他在讲说为此我们就特别不住的感谢神。
So Paul can be saying here that we are especially thankful to God.
这个字还可以用来形容解释说他们为什么感谢的原因
This word can also be used to describe why are they being thankful
用来形容为此
To use to describe for this
那么保罗在这里的意思就是什么呢
So then what is Paul's meaning here
那意思就是因为这个原因所以我们要好好的感谢神让我们把神的话传给你们
It is for this specific reason, it is for this reason that we are thankful to God that we are able to preach the words to you.
我们不很确定哪一个翻译最准确。
We're not sure which translation is the most accurate.
但是当我们从这三个角度来思想的时候
But when we think about it from these three aspects,
我们可以很确定地知道一件事
We can know one thing for sure.
就是保罗他非常的感谢神是因为神的话被帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹所接受。
That Paul is very thankful to God because the word of God has been accepted by the brothers and sisters of Thessalonica.
神的话在那里被听见了。
That the word of God has been heard over there.
在这里保罗说我们不住的感谢神。
Here Paul says we constantly thank God.
在第一章的第二节里面。
In chapter 1 verse 2.
这个字已经出现过一次。
This word has already appeared.
它的意思
The meaning
在原文里面
In the original text
就是形容一个人咳嗽
It's describing a person coughing.
一个人生病咳嗽的时候
That a person who is ill and who is coughing
他就是不住的咳嗽
He's constantly coughing.
你叫他不咳他没办法
That you cannot stop him.
但是这个不是表示说他每一分每一秒都在咳嗽。
But it doesn't mean that he is coughing every minute, every second.
是他要咳嗽就咳了。
It is that when he wants to cough, he has to cough.
咳的时候就不能停。
And when he's coughing, he cannot stop.
我们在神的面前。
We before God.
我们的感谢应该是这样子的。
Our thanksgiving should also be like this.
不是说基督徒每一分每一秒都在那里感谢。
It is not that Christians are being thankful every minute, every second.
但是当我们一想到神在我们身上有多大的恩典。
But the minute we think of how great the grace of God is on us,
我们就没有办法停下来了。
Then we cannot stop.
我们不能够告诉自己说现在不要感谢神了。
We cannot tell us this is not the time to thank God.
因为他实在对我们太好。
Because he is truly so good to us.
因为神做的实在太伟大。
Because what he has done is too great.
他感谢谁？
Who is he being thankful to?
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们活在地上。
We live in this world.
感谢人。
To be thankful to men
是需要的
is necessary.
千万不要变成一种属灵的基督徒。
Do not become a type of spiritual Christian.
觉得人对我们什么好处都是应该的。
That if men are good to us, that we take it for granted.
都不需要感谢他。
We don't need to thank them.
居然还有一个姐妹糊涂到一个地步啊
There's a sister who is so foolish to a point.
她跟我说
She said to me,
刘弟兄啊
Brother Liu,
我如果感谢他的话
If I thank him,
那么他在神面前不是就没有奖赏了吗
Then he won't have the reward before God.
你看我们多少的时候读圣经啊都是断章取义啊
You see how many times we read the scripture and we take words out of context.
完全不懂神的话, 真正的意思,
do not understand at all the true meaning of God's word.
就乱讲,
and then we blaspheme.
No, not really blaspheme. We just wrongly apply.
We just wrongly apply them. We need to thank people.
当人们对我们有任何一点恩典,
if they have any grace upon us, we have to be thankful to them.
但是一个人活在地上,
but a person living in this world,
更重要的是要感谢神,
more importantly is to be thankful to God.
一个人如果不懂得感谢神,
if a person don't understand how to thank God,
他活在地上注定很痛苦的,
then he is destined to suffer in this world.
其实想一想,
actually, if you think about it,
还有谁比神对我们更好?
Who is better to us than God?
我们为什么不肯多感谢他一点?
Why are we not willing to be more thankful to him?
这是一个我们需要常常问自己的问题。
That is something that we need to ask ourselves.
他为什么感谢呢?
Why is he thankful?
因你们听见我们所传神的道。
Because you have heard from us the word of God.
听见,
heard.
罗马书10章14节,
Romans chapter 10 verse 14.
未曾听见的, 怎么能信他呢?
How can you believe what you have not heard?
没有传道的, 怎能听见呢?
Without preaching, how can you hear?
若没有奉差遣, 怎能传道呢?
If you have not been sent, then how can you preach?
听见,
to hear.
约翰6章,
John chapter 6.
只是人没有都听从福音,
it is that men have not all heard the gospel.
中文翻作听从,
the Chinese translation is to hear and to follow.
英文里面就是听见,
in the English translation it is just to hear.
只是人没有都听见福音,
it is that men have not all heard the gospel.
注意哦, 他说没有听见不是表示没有人讲哦。
It says here that men have not heard, but doesn't mean that the gospel hasn't been preached.
因为以赛亚说, 主啊, 我们所传的有谁信呢?
Because Isaiah said, what we preach, who believes?
今天很多的时候我们听不见啊。
Many times we cannot hear.
是我们选择不听啊。
It is because we choose not to hear.
不要以为只有年轻人有这个本事啊。
Don't think that only the young people have this ability.
他们真的很厉害。
They are truly amazing.
当他们的父母跟他们这样子的时候,
when their parents are talking to them,
他们很有本领地选择什么地方要听，什么地方不听。
They selectively choose what to hear and what not to hear.
然后你事后再问他，他说我真的没有听见啊。
And then you ask them afterwards and they say, I truly did not hear.
哦，他真本事啊！
They are amazing.
你有说过吗？
Did you say it?
不是只有年轻人这样子。
Not only young people are like that.
今天我们多少在主面前信主多年的人？
How many people among us who have believed in the Lord for many years?
我们也可以听却听不见。
We can hear. We can listen but not hear.
你知道有些人他的功力到一个什么地步吗?
You know, some people, to a point,
他每一次的听到,
that every time they listen to the sermon,
他可以自动把他不同意的地方全部过滤掉,
that he can completely filter out all the parts that they don't agree with,
完全听不见,
completely do not hear.
有一个能听的耳朵,
to have an ear that hears,
是很有福气的事。
It is a very it's a blessing.
启示录里面,
in Revelation,
荣耀复活的主,
the glorious resurrected Lord,
他常常说一句话,
he often said one thing,
有耳可听的,
all those who have ears
就应当听,
should listen.
人能够听见,
men can hear.
这是值得感谢的事。
That is something to be thankful for.
如果你跟我今天可以听见,
If you and I today can hear,
要感谢,
we have to be thankful.
这是恩典,
that is grace.
我们所传的,
the words that we preach,
我们所传的,
what we preach,
为什么他要强调是我们所传的?
Why is it that he has to emphasize it is what we preach?
不是表示保罗说你看我多伟大。
It is not that Paul is saying, look how great I am.
我跟你讲神的话。
I spoke the word of God to you.
不是。
No.
保罗在这里乃是知道说这是多大的恩典神可以用着他所传的神的道。
Paul is saying here, what amazing grace it is that God uses him to preach the words.
弟兄姊妹我实在告诉你。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
你可以跟人讲圣经。
You can preach the scripture to men.
你可以跟你老婆讲。
You can tell your wife.
你可以跟你的孩子讲。
You can tell your children.
你可以跟你的同事讲。
You can tell your colleagues.
你可以跟教会的弟兄姐妹讲。
You can tell brothers and sisters in church.
你可以讲得很对。
You can speak about it correctly.
你可以讲很多遍。
You can speak about it many times.
但是很奇怪
But strangely,
你讲的跟没讲一样
It is as if you have not spoken.
承认不承认
Do you admit?
多少的时候我们讲了还是等于没讲
How many times we spoke, but it is as if we didn't.
但是很稀奇啊
But amazingly,
有的时候你看到一个弟兄一个姐妹啊
But sometimes you see one brother, one sister.
他来跟你分享啊
They come to share with you.
哦他说我听到某某人跟我讲这句话
And they say, I heard so-and-so speak this verse.
哎呀，真是帮助我。
It truly helped me.
啊，实在是开我的眼睛啊。
It truly opened my eyes.
哎呀，实在是改变我。
It truly changed me.
你有时候会抓抓头啊。
Sometimes you scratch your head.
这句话你没有听过。
Have you not heard this before?
这句话不跟你讲了一百遍了。
This statement has been said 100 times to you.
但你讲一百遍没用。
But you speaking 100 times is useless.
另外一个人讲一遍就有用。
But the other person said it once and it's impactful.
为什么？
Why?
是那个人比较厉害。
It's because that person is better?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但有一件事我们知道。
But one thing we know.
如果主肯用我们讲神的话去帮助别人。
If God is willing to use us to say the word of God to other people,
那是神在我们身上莫大的恩典。
That is an amazing grace from God to us.
我们要感谢。
We have to be thankful.
我们真的要感谢。
We truly have to be thankful.
但是保罗不只是讲是我们所传的。
But Paul is not only saying the words that we preached.
保罗还说这是神的。
But Paul also says it is of God.
神的。
Of God.
不是人的。
It is not of men.
不是保罗自己想出来的。
These are not words that Paul thought of.
它的源头乃是从神而来的。
The origin is from God.
这里所说的神的。
Here it says of God.
很重要。
Very important.
因为如果这个道
Because if this word
不是从神而来
It does not come from God.
是人的智慧而来
It comes from the wisdom of men.
它在人的生命中就不能够带下属天的改变
Then in the lives of men it will not bring down heavenly changes.
只有出于神的
Only those that come from God
才能够把人带回到神那里去
Can bring men back to God.
这里所听的道
Here, the words that you have heard.
所听的道
Which you heard. The word which you heard.
它是一个名词
It's a noun.
这个名词在新约中用了24次
This noun has been used 24 times in the New Testament.
这24次里面有10次是保罗用的
Of these 24 times, 10 times it is used by Paul.
这个道,
This word,
它不只是讲福音,
it doesn't only refer to the gospel. This word, the meaning that it contains,
是神全部的启示,
it is the totality of God's revelation.
我们得救,
we are saved.
是靠神的道,
our salvation, it is because of the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
可见听道是, 信道是从听道来的,
that to believe it is from
chapter 10, verse 17.
So faith comes from hearing.
信道就是得救,
to have faith is to be saved.
是从听道来的,
it comes from hearing.
听道是从基督的话来的,
hearing by the word of Christ.
神的话,
the word of God.
是给我们带来新的生命,
it brings us a new life.
但是我们一生跟随主, 面对苦难的能力,
but in our whole life, to be able to follow God and to be able to face suffering, that ability, we still need the word of God. That is why the scripture tells us
你的话是我脚前的灯,
that your word is the lamp on the road and the light before my feet.
神的话,
the word of God is, words, is God's own revelation.
领受,
to accept.
领受这个字,
to accept, and Paul used that word 11 times.
这是一个很专门性的一个用语,
this is a very specific word.
这个是表示从心里接受了关于主的信仰的教训,
it means to accept in one's heart the teachings of God's belief.
好像在哥林多前书15章那里,
as in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
保罗说,
Paul said,
我当日所领受又传给你们的,
what I have accepted and passed on to you,
他领受了,
he accepted,
他明白了,
he understood,
他接受了,
he accepted, he received,
他再传给别人,
and then he passed on to others.
不以为是人的道,
not as the word of men,
乃以为是神的道,
but take it as the word of God.
除非他们领受了,
unless they have accepted,
他们就不会不以为这是人的道,
they will not take it as the word of men.
我们每一次读圣经,
every time we read the scripture,
我们每一次听到,
every time we listen to a sermon,
我们不只是要有一个谦卑的心来听,
not only do we need a humble heart to listen,
我们还要有一个谦卑的灵来接受这些话,
we also need a humble spirit to accept these words,
让神的话进到我们的里面,
so that the word of God can enter into us.
这里有一个很重要的事情, 弟兄姊妹,
here is a very important matter, brothers and sisters.
不是每一个人在这里讲到他所讲的每一句话你都要把它收到心里面当作是神的话,
it is not that the words that are preached, you have to take every single word and store it in your heart as the word of God.
你需要知道说这个话是不是从神来的,
you need to know whether or not these words are from God.
你怎么知道它是不是从神来的呢?
How do you know whether or not it's from God?
就是你看他是不是根据圣经一句句的,
then it is according to the scripture. Does he explain these words according to the scripture?
最可怕的讲道,
the most dangerous sermon,
就是从圣经里面拿出一句话来然后讲自己的道,
it is to take words from the scripture and preach his own words.
用圣经来支持自己的看法,
to use the scripture to support one's own belief,
这是非常危险的,
that is very dangerous.
一个人要传讲神的话
A person in order to preach the word of God
就是要帮助弟兄姊妹从圣经里面的每一句话认识神在说什么
It is to help brothers and sisters to understand what is God saying from every word in the scripture
只有知道这个话当我们听见了
It is only when we hear these words
当我们领受了
When we accept
我们才可以知道说不以为这是人的道
Then we can say to not take it as word of men
我们乃以为是神的道
But for what it really is, the word of God
因为如果你还认为是人的道不是神的道
If you continue to think this is the word of men and not the word of God
你不需要顺服
Then you don't need to obey
你可以参考
You can use it as a reference
懂不懂什么叫参考啊
Do you know what it means to use it as reference?
参考就是这个意见我听完以后我来决定现在要不要实行这个意见。
To use it as a reference means that I will listen to this and then decide on my own whether or not I will use this opinion.
我不需要顺服。
I don't need to obey.
我同意的时候我去做。
When I agree, I will do it.
我不同意就当作你没说。
And if I don't agree, then it is as if you have not said anything.
一个人如果面对神的话,
A person faced with the word of God,
他不,没有听见,
He has not heard,
没有领受,
Has not accepted,
不知道这是神的话,
Does not know that this is the word of God,
他绝对不可能在生命中带下真实的顺服。
Then it will be impossible to have true obedience in life.
这是很悲哀的事。
That is a very sad thing.
我跟你们讲过不知道多少次。
I don't know how many times I've said to you.
我刚结婚的时候。
When I first got married.
我拿以弗所书去教训我的妻子。
I used the book of Ephesus to preach to my wife.
我告诉他说，你们做妻子的要顺服你们的丈夫。
So I used Ephesians to say that as a wife, you have to be obedient to your husband.
请问他听见没有？
Let me ask you, did she hear?
请问他有没有领受？
Did she accept?
请问他可不可能把那个当作不是人的话，是神的话？
Will she take it not as the word of men, but the word of God?
哎，我是不是讲圣经啊？
Did I speak the words of the Bible?
是不是？
Have I?
但是我讲的是不是神的话？
But have I spoken the word of God?
你们现在听懂了没有？
Do you understand?
不要以为每个讲圣经的人都是讲神的话。
Don't think that if you speak of the scripture, then you're speaking the word of God.
我是拿神的话 我不是在讲神的话你懂吗我在利用神的话明白了没有
Do you understand? I'm using the word of God. I am not preaching the word of God.
但是保罗在那里感谢的是什么
But what is Paul being thankful for?
是他真的被神使用
That is that he has truly been used by God.
他实在是把神的话讲给帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹
He truly preached the word of God to the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica.
所以他们听见了。
So they heard.
所以他们可以从心里面领受过来。
So that they can accept it in their heart.
并且他们知道这不是人的话。
And they know that this is not the word of men.
这是神的话。
That this is the word of God.
知道不是人的话。
To know it is not the word of men.
就不会盲目的跟从人
Then we will not blindly follow men
就不会把荣耀归给人
And will not give glory to men
知道是神的话
To know that it is the word of God
才会有真正的顺服
And then it will have true obedience
我们这些人、啊、
People like us
真麻烦
We're very troublesome
我们要佩服一个人属灵方面的东西不是很容易哦。
For us to respect someone else's spiritual state is not easy.
因为我们总觉得我们也不错呀。
Because we feel that we are not so bad.
所以这个已经很麻烦了。
So that's already very troublesome.
更麻烦的是什么，你知道吗？
What is even more problematic?
是当我们真的佩服一个人属灵的事情的时候。
That is when we truly respect someone's spiritual state.
我们常常把神的东西当作是他的。
We take things of God and think of it as things of men.
结果我们变成了一个人的跟随者。
Then we become followers of men.
仰慕者。
And admire.
还有弟兄跟我讲说我们要拥护中央领导。
And then there are brothers and sisters who tell me that we have to support the leaders from the central government.
In the church.
Oh, we have to support leaders in the church.
很可怕。
Very scary.
今天每一个神的儿女。
Today, every child of God.
我们需要能听见。
We have to be able to hear.
听见神要对我们说的话。
To be able to hear what God wants to say to us.
我们需要领受。
We have to be able to accept.
领受包括明白。
To accept includes to understand.
领受包括在生命中去经历。
Accept includes to experience it in life.
我们还需要知道这不是人的话。
And then we also need to know that this is not the word of man.
这是神的话。
That this is the word of God.
这道实在是神的。
The word is truly of God.
保罗好有把握啊。
Paul is so certain.
这道实在是神的。
He said it really is of God.
很强调啊。
Very much emphasizing.
就好像他在加拉太书第一章。
It is as in Galatians chapter 1.
十一节那里。
In verse 11,
他说弟兄们我告诉你们
He said, brethren, I would have you know
我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思
The gospel which I preach, which was preached by me is not according to man
因为我不是从人领受的
For I neither receive it from man
也不是人教导我的
Nor was I taught it
乃是从耶稣基督启示来的
But I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ
一个人清清楚楚地知道他有神的话。
A person who clearly knows that he has the word of God.
他从神那里领受的话。
That the words that he received from God.
他才能够把这些话传给弟兄姐妹。
Then can he preach these words to brothers and sisters.
所以保罗很有把握。
So Paul is very certain.
这道实在是神的。
That this word is truly of God.
那有人问你有什么证据啊？
So some people will say, what evidence do you have?
你凭什么能有把握呢?
How can you be so certain?
保罗说, 并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
And then Paul says, which performs its work in you who believe.
新译本。
The New Translation.
The Chinese New Translation.
The Chinese New Translation.
他把这句话怎么翻呢?
How does that translation, how does that version translate this verse?
他说这道也在你们的人里面。
He said, this word is also in you.
怎么知道这个道从神而来的呢?
How do you know that this word comes from God?
是这个道在信徒的生命中带下了真实生命的改变。
It is that these words have brought true changes into believers' lives.
把基督的大能带到他百姓的生命里面。
To bring down the power of Christ into the lives of his people.
运行这个字。
The word performs.
在原文里面是它是一个现在式。
In the original text, it is it's a present tense word.
现在式的动词告诉我们它是一直有果效的。
This word in present tense means that it continues to have its effect.
改变生命的大能。
The power to, the great power to change lives.
借着神的道。
Through the word of God.
在神儿女的心中。
In the heart of the children of God.
是不断的工作的。
It continues to work.
不是碰一下就没有了。
It is not that you touch it and it's done.
人的情感的激动，
the emotions of men，
人的一些说服，
the persuasion of men，
是只会带来短暂的兴奋，
it will only bring short-term excitement，
不会带来长远生命的改变，
it will not bring down long-term changes in lives。
神的话，
the word of God，
是不独在乎言语。
It does not concern the words.
也在乎全能。
But the power.
这个话的能力工作在哪里呢？
Where does the power of this word work?
在信的人身上。
It performs its work in those who believe.
神的话为什么在你我的身上没有能力呢？
Why is it that the word of God doesn't have its effect on you and I?
是因为我们不信。
It is because we do not believe.
因为希伯来书四章十二节那里。
Because Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
告诉我们。
It tells us.
必须神的道必须要用信心来调和。
Because the word of God has to be, it is through the faith.
神的话是有能力。
The word of God truly does have power.
记不记得马可福音？
Do you remember in the Gospel book of Mark?
第三章,
in chapter 3.
一到五节那里,
in verse 1 through 5.
那里记载了一个小故事。
There it recorded a small story.
有一个人他的一个手是枯干的。
There is a person whose hand was dry.
然后我们的主就对他说,
And then our Lord said to him,
把你的手伸出来。
Stretch out your hand.
这是开玩笑。
That's a joke.
一个手枯干的人，他手怎么可以伸得出来？
A person whose hand was completely dried, how can he stretch it out?
但是这个人有信心。
But this person had faith.
当神大能的话语临到他的时候，他也说不必了，我这个手枯干哪里伸得出来，不用伸了。
When the word of God came to him, he didn't say, that's okay, I don't have to stretch it out, my hand has already withered.
如果他不信，
Because if he did not believe,
神的话在他身上就没有果效。
Then the word of God would have no effect on him.
信心带下来一个行动，他就把手一伸。
Faith brings forth an action, and he stretched out his hand.
结果他的手就复原。
And then his hand was restored.
神的话在我们的生命中。
The word of God in our lives.
是借着信心。
It is through faith.
让我们的生命与神的大能联合在一起。
Then to connect our lives with God's great power.
这是为什么信主的人。
And that is why believers of God.
当我们面对人生不管有多少的难处。
Believers of the Lord, no matter what kind of great problem we face in life.
不管我们今天觉得是多么的没有安全感。
Doesn't matter how insecure we feel.
不管我们生命中碰到多少让我们痛苦的事情。
Doesn't matter how many things of suffering we encounter.
如果我们有神的话。
If we have the word of God.
有神的话被我们听见。
If we hear the word of God.
有神的话让我们领受。
If the word of God, if there's word of God for us to accept.
神的话在我们的生命中带下他的大能。
Then the word of God will bring forth his great power in our lives.
我们怎么会没有喜乐呢？
Then how can we not have joy?
神的道。
The word of God.
不只是要救我们的灵魂。
It is not only to save our spirit.
神的道要保守我们。
The word of God is also to protect us.
让我们能够得着我们所要得的基业。
So that we may receive the inheritance.
如果我们知道神为我们预备的那个荣耀有多大。
If we know how great is the glory that God has prepared for us.
这个世界。
This world.
有什么能够让我们灰心。
Then what can disappoint us in this world?
有什么可以让我们忧愁呢？
What can worry us in this world?
有什么能够剥夺我们在耶稣基督里的喜乐呢？
What can take away our joy in Jesus Christ?
啊，今天是讲不完。
I won't be able to finish today.
我还以为可以讲到二十节。
I thought I can go all the way to verse 20.
现在十三节才讲完。
I am just done with verse 13.
没关系，以后再讲。
That's okay. I can continue next time.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，人的话是非常的有限。
Heavenly Father, the words of men are so limited.
但是你的话实在是满了生命的大能。
But your words are full of power of life.
求你让我们从心里面渴慕你的话。
Lord, help us to desire for your words from our heart.
给我们开通的耳朵。
Let us have open ears.
让我们听得见你要对我们说的话。
So we may hear the words that you want to say to us.
给我们顺服的心。
Give us an obedient heart.
让我们能够欢喜地领受你的话。
So that we may joyfully accept your words.
更求你给我们信心。
And we especially ask for faith.
好让你的话在我们的生命中持续不断地带下能力。
So that your words can continuously bring down power in our lives.
但愿你得着一切的荣耀。
May you receive all the glories.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.